Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, dear brother Zama.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I praise the Lord. I'm doing very well. It's been a great week.
It's been a fantastic week, man, I must tell you. Is it already cooler there, the temperatures? Hey, Doc? Is it already cooler there, or is it still very hot?
The rain is coming now, so it's getting a little cooler.
Lovely. Well, we are also quite cool this side. I think winter is encroaching, so we are preparing ourselves for winter. Now,
that's good. We don't have winter here.
I understand. I wish I could live in that part of the world where it's just warm throughout. Now, we're going to be talking about the causes of the kidney disease. Last week, we started about, just talking about, the intro to this, taking care of the kidney. Now, chronic kidney disease is when kidneys have become damaged over time and have a hard time doing all the important, tasks. Now, today, we want to focus on the, causes of kidney disease. So, Doc, what are some of the symptoms of kidney disease?
Yes, in talking about the causes, it's actually right that we want to start with the signs and symptoms of kidney disease.
Yeah.
Yes, one is, in fact, several, and it's got to be several. We cannot take only one. There should be several of these that I'm going to mention before one can begin to guess scientifically that, maybe it's problem with the kidney.
Yep.
Remember, the kidney is a purifier of the blood.
Yes, yes.
And blood is life. So when the blood is not pure, so many problems will follow after. One of it is that there will be frequent urination. You have not drunk enough water and you just keep on pee several times. That is one sign. And then this urine gets real foamy, very foamy. It's like you are mixing soap in water. That is coming frequently. Another symptom combined with this is that there will be serious fatigue.
Okay.
Seriously tired, just tired. Everyone can wake up in the morning when you're supposed to be up and about and alert, and the person is just tired. Through the morning, in the afternoon, tired.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Just to reverse a bit, Doc, so you're saying that the frequency of the urine would be an indicator. That's what you're saying. But one then would say, I'm supposed to be drinking a lot of water. That's why I'm going to the bathroom a lot.
So if one is not drinking a lot of water and he's going to bathroom a lot,
I see.
Then there's something wrong.
Okay. All right. I get it.
Because if one is taking the required amount of water, the body will use it and one will still go to the bathroom, but it won't be so frequent, and yet the person is not drinking water.
I get you. Now that's clarified. All right. Thank you for that. You can proceed.
Yeah. So the weakness, the fatigue, general real tiredness comes with weakness, which one should expect.
Yeah.
Then if one is dealing with any of these organs in the gastrointestinal tract that's got to do with digestion, nausea and vomiting will be a prominent and important symptom. So, I mean, you can work hard in the garden and then you are tired and you drink some water, you relax and you're fine.
Yeah.
But for the person with kidney problem, even if he should try to drink water, he wants to throw it up. If he's eating, he wants to throw it up, or he actually throws up the food.
Oh, goodness.
And for many, the skin will be dry and itchy. I mean, you can take a good shower, rub some oil on the body, but it will still be dry and itchy. Then there will be swelling of the lower limb. That is an important indicator showing that there is a problem with the kidney.
Swelling of the lower what?
Limbs, the legs, the ankle, especially the ankle, it will be swollen. And you touch it, it won't bounce back. You touch the swollen area and it will just make indentation there, waiting for you to touch it again to adjust it so that it can come up. So there will be swelling of the limbs. Then there will be muscle cramping, difficulty sleeping, reduced appetite. I mean, when one is nauseated, you don't feel like eating.
Of course.
And then this one is a big one, unintended weight loss. So there are many reasons that could be responsible. There are other disease processes that could cause any or all of these symptoms. But when they come together as like a person has five or so of these signs, you suspect kidney problems, kidney disease.
Okay. So if it's about five of these or above, then we can have reasonable suspicion.
Yes. We can reasonably say there is a problem with the kidney.
Okay.
And usually what will the hospital or the healthcare would do is to have a test. The test will confirm whether there is a kidney problem or not. So usually it is followed by a proper diagnosis of a laboratory test, testing to see urine, how the different things which we'll mention now are present in the urine, or the things that may cause other problems. Like, for instance, you see, we mentioned frequent urination. You know, if a person has diabetes, it also frequent urination is also a symptom of diabetes. One of the primary causes of kidney disease, chronic kidney disease, is diabetes. Diabetes is a very dangerous, insidious disease. I don't like it at all.
Because
it can be healed easily, and yet it can kill very easily. And many people with kidney disease, they don't realize they have kidney disease. In fact, what I was reading says that 90% of those who have diabetes in the United States are not aware of the fact that they have, that they have CKD, chronic kidney disease. That's what statistics is. 90% who have kidney disease do not realize they have kidney disease. Why? Because many of the symptoms are symptoms of other problems too. And so one may just be treating other things, not realizing that the kidney is getting worse and worse and worse. And not until there is a kidney failure that can actually cause inability of the kidney to totally not be able to perform its function. And then the blood will just be filled with urea. And that can lead to death very quickly. Some people, they will have to go through dialysis to clean out the blood. Or some, they may need a donor to give them another kidney. Perchance, they still have one that is working. They may have to remove the kidney that is totally damaged if they see that there is no remedial agent that can be, that can bring about healing for that kidney. And because there are two of them, they can ask for a donor. If they have a relative that they can match very well, then they can have a donation of one kidney. But if one is working, they may have to take care of that one. But if the two are gone, then there will be a need for transplant. So the other problem before our time is gone that can cause diabetes is high blood pressure.
Okay.
Heart disease, obesity. You see, these are problems on their own, but they can result and cause kidney disease. Well, for usually over the age of 60, some of these symptoms showing up, it is proper to suspect kidney problems and to investigate properly. And some will have family history of kidney failure, of CKD, chronic kidney disease. Now, the preventable, or the cigarette smoking, use of tobacco products. These are things that we definitely can prevent from leading to a disease like we have here that we're talking about. Because if a person is not smoking and do not use other tobacco products, the likelihood of having kidney problem is drastically reduced. And of course, what are the other major things that can result in kidney failure and chronic kidney disease? Cancer in the kidney can be the reason. Or
Kidney stones.
Then there is also realize frequent, untreated, and or long-lasting urinary tract infection, especially for the female.
Okay.
It's easier for the female to have UTI going, the germs going in very quickly to reach the urinary bladder and subsequently the kidney. So that's why it's very important to teach young girls how to wipe when they ease themselves in the bathroom, and so that they don't have germs from the feces entering into the bladder area and germs traveling up into the urinary bladder, having UTI, urinary tract infection. If it's repeated too many times, literature tells us that it can lead to kidney disease. And kidney disease today is not for those over the age of 60. Now we are having younger and younger generations coming down with many of these chronic life diseases than before. That is what statistics is telling us. It's a serious problem. Now, the kidney disease can lead to other complications.
Yeah.
And then what then may happen is that we may not know whether the complications are the causes of the kidney problems or the kidney problem is what caused the complication. For instance, we mentioned that high blood pressure and high disease can cause kidney disease. Complications also from kidney disease can result in cardiovascular diseases like stroke. A person can have a stroke and it could have started with a kidney disease that person didn't understand or know that is going on. There are other complications that can result apart from high blood pressure, cardiovascular diseases, and so forth. And then anemia. When there's low levels of red blood cells, I can think in my head that, well, once there is a lot of toxic materials in the blood, then oxygen will not be able to bind and be carried to cells. Therefore, you have low level of red blood cells because the blood is not nourished properly. Yeah, there's toxic materials all over in the blood. Then there can be a buildup of acid in the blood. Again, because there's a lot of urea in the blood. Anything that shortens the lifespan of blood cells, red blood cells especially, anything that will not allow blood to flow evenly as it should will begin to have backup. Materials that should have been cleaned by the kidney are not cleaned by the kidney because the kidney as a purifier is not able to do its work. Then there will be mineral and bone disorder, the type of problems that occurs as a result of imbalance in calcium, in phosphorus. When they are out of balance, it will lead to bone and or heart disease. So also can high levels of potassium have the same problem. So kidney failure is real. Yeah. I met a young lady, just a little story here, that a nurse doing a research for her postgraduate nursing program.
Yeah.
And she told me, she said, there is an epidemic of kidney failure in the hospital. Now, this is a college hospital that is attached to a university. She said that her research showed her that there's epidemic of kidney failure, not only among the students, but the staff, both.
What?
With students and staff. He said it's so high. She was conducting a research for her postgraduate program in nursing program, and she was perplexed. And then she was trying to find out what could be the problem with this population, this community. And she found that one of the major problems is that they take a lot of highly refined foods.
Yeah,
You're talking about all of these highly refined carbohydrates that have been devoid of all the fiber, the roughages, and so forth. And then they take a lot of high-fat diet. Of course, once you take a lot of refined foods, it automatically high fat will be part of it. Because once food is devoid of its roughages, usually, most of the time, it is fat that is will be present.
Yeah.
They will need to fry the food. They will need to preserve the foods and so forth. And so the fat content will be very high. So it is indeed something that I'm glad this is going on in this short program that we have, that we can share that indeed is something we need to pay attention to. And once we see any of these signs or symptoms, to immediately begin to take a look at what can be done, which is what we'll discuss hopefully the next time we meet.
No, definitely. I think when we meet again, we really need to, I mean, this is serious. This is very, very serious. And of course, but before we get there, Doc, just a very one-liner. Once this disease has been tracked, can it be reversed?
Yes.
Ah, okay. At least that's good news. At least I can go to sleep.
You always ask this question. Maybe because you are in hope.
Yeah, because I'm interested because, you know, sometimes you go to your general practitioner and they tell you that, no, there's nothing you can do. Just take your chronic until you die, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm glad that you're saying at least something can be done. And I'm looking forward to the next installment.
I have helped one or two persons with in fact, kidney failure. And one, a relative, and because she had so much confidence and trust in me, in fact, she discharged herself from the hospital because she herself being a nurse, she saw that some of the medications that they were going to give her have already been banned in developed countries. And because she knew, she would not allow that to be given her. And they said, this is what we have. This is what we've got to give you. You are dying. And she said, well, let me ask for a second opinion.
Then
she called me. And I told her that there's hope. There are some herbs that you can use. And we did that. And she got well. But then she had to stay on a plant-based diet, which we'll talk about later on. She had to drink enough water. If she does not do those two, the symptoms will start reappearing. It looks like, well, she's not well. But she would have died if she didn't do anything
or if
she took the drugs that were given her. Because for them, the drugs they were given, it's not that it will cure the kidney, but at least it will last for some time. But she's still alive now. She's 70 plus and she's keeping to her lifestyle and taking care of herself, because those lifestyle, they are what everybody should be doing anyway.
Yeah,
it's not that they are disease food. No, they were like Aristotle, who said, who was it? He said, let food be your medicine and your medicine be your food.
Oh, yes. Aristotle. Yes, yes, indeed. Well, Doc, I must thank you so much for your time. We want to praise God for your presence once again. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Well, we'll speak to you again next Friday, same time and same place.
God willing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.